The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings, everyone. So today is day 5. It's the culmination of the week that we've been exploring and exploring time. So just a brief overview of the arc that we've had. We started on Monday with exploring psychological time. It's always the present, and yet we travel into the future, time travel, future, past, and all the relationships that we have. We expect the future. We are afraid of the future. We want it to happen. We plan for it. We obsess over it. Similarly, about the past, we regret it, we rehearse it, we go over arguments, etc. So the psychological time and the experience of time. Second day, we talked about bhava, becoming time and becoming, how really the way that we relate to time, future, present, and past, is really a way of our becoming a person who takes birth as a fearful person, or we take birth as a anxious person, or we take birth as someone who has reverie. So it's through time, through our relationship to time, we become, we take birth. And then we explored mechanical versus embodied time, elevate one versus the other, but to notice where we usually, where we lean. Do we lean into mechanical time? Exactly, it's time for really ignoring embodied time, body time. Or are we usually leaning into body time? Oh, when I feel like it, I'll do this when I feel like it. So noticing how it's like the wise effort, it's wise engagement, teaching from the Buddha. What is our tendency to become? I mean, that's about effort, and yet this is about knowing our tendencies and tuning a bow. If we're too much into driven by mechanical time, maybe leaning a little more into embodied time, and vice versa. So tuning a bow. Not that either of them is right or wrong, but what's wise? What's appropriate? And yesterday, we explored mortality, maranasati, mindfulness of death, sutta. What if my life was, if I was only alive for the length of this in-breath or the length of this out-breath? This is all the time I have. How do I want to attend to the Buddhist teachings? How do I want the state of my heart and mind to be? Bringing wisdom, bringing ethics, bringing all of the important teachings into time, preciousness of time. And also we explored samvega, spiritual urgency, practicing as if your hair is on fire, knowing that time is short, that this is it. And the invitation yesterday was to drop in, the days and nights are relentlessly passing. How well am I spending my time? How well am I spending my time? So that brings us to the culmination of the week. And I've waited, actually I wanted to do that today as the last day, because the idea of our relationship with the present moment, we often think as meditators, we put the present moment on a pedestal. It's all about the present moment. Be in the present. Be in the present. And I wanted to bring in the teaching where the Buddha says in the Dhammapada, verse 348, let go of the past, let go of the future, let go of the present. Did you hear that? Let go of the present and cross over to the farther shore of existence. With mind wholly liberated, you shall come no more to birth and death. So when I heard this years ago in the teaching by Joseph Goldstein, and he offer and he has frequently referenced this powerful verse, my mind was also blown to, wait, what? Let go of the present? That's, I thought mindfulness and practice was all about the present. No, it isn't. Let go of the past. Let's go of the future. Let go of the present too. So the way to feel into this teaching, as I was inviting you during the guided meditation, is the present is the doorway. It is a very important, precious doorway. This is the doorway that we need to walk into and walk through into awakening, into nibbana, into more freedom. It only happens here. It doesn't happen with the thoughts, ruminations of the past. It doesn't happen in the future. It happens when we're really fully present and being aware of what is happening, arising in the present moment, that insights arise. And if you have had experience of insight, you know it happens right here, right now. So the present is the doorway. It's a very, very important doorway. And yet, when we travel to the other shore, and the other shore is nibbana, is a shorthand for liberation. We don't. And the simile is usually it's a river. We cross the river with a raft. The raft are the teachings. And this shore is where we are, and the other shore is liberation. And when we take the raft of the teachings to the other shore, we're going to abandon the raft too. And similarly, the present moment, we're not going to take this doorway and put it, you know, and take it with us, and on the other shore, take it with us. We're going to abandon it all. It's letting go. It's not clinging to anything. So it's really the relationship we have with the present moment. It's important, and yet not put it on a pedestal, not cling to it, not want it to last, not pushing it away, and really bringing this wise exploration to our relationship to the present moment. How are we relating to it? Are we relating to it with wisdom? Or again, putting it on a pedestal, it's a tool. So I also want to read out the related sutta, which is Bhadekaratta Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya 131, which really sums up the entire week, perhaps, in some ways. Let not a person revive the past, or in the future build their hopes, for the past has been left behind, and the future has not been reached. Instead, with insight, let them see each presently arisen state. Let them know that. And be sure of it, invincibly, unshakably. Today, the effort must be made. Tomorrow, death may come. Who knows? No bargain with mortality can keep us and death apart. I love this line. No bargain with mortality can keep us and death apart. But one who dwells thus ardently, relentlessly, by day and night, it is they, the peaceful sage has said, who has had a single excellent night. Majjhima Nikaya 131. I love this sutta, this part of the sutta especially. No bargain with mortality can keep us and death apart. We are intertwined. us and death right here, right now. It's not like death is at some point far into the future. We live and die every moment with every breath. And it's not just poetry. It's actually biology. Thousands of cells are dying in every moment. They're being, some others are being born, but others are dying. So no bargain with mortality can keep us and death apart. But we are intertwined. We are intertwined, birth and death. So today the effort must be made. Tomorrow death may come. Who knows? So friends, thank you so much for your practice, your wholeheartedness, your ardency, you're showing up, it's really an honor and a delight, really a privilege to be with you and to lead you, to feel you. I see that the names, I see your comments, I see it's really heartwarming. I see so many of you are here. I feel you around the world. So really, it's a privilege and honor to that you trust me to share these teachings with you. Thank you all. Wishing you well. Wishing you so many good things. Wishing you well. Wishing you ease. Wishing you presence, wishing you presence in the present moment, and also letting go of the presence, just as the Buddha says. Okay. Be well, take good care. Till next time. Or come to happy hour if you want to hang out and practice metta and loving kindness and gratitude and joy, vicarious joy, every day, 6 to 7 p.m. On Zoom. It's on the IMC calendar. So, all right. Take good care, everyone.